Leader!
Order, order.
The focus remained on Canterbury as Parliament began the day with another ministerial statement, this time from the Minister of Finance.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I wish to make a ministerial statement under Standing Order 347 in relation to the receivership of South Canterbury Finance and the coverage of depositors by the Crown Retail Deposit Guarantee Scheme.
Mr English began by giving some background.
The Deposit Guarantee Scheme was announced by the previous government, who set the terms of the guarantee in late 2008 and was supported by the incoming national government.
Financial turmoil at the time saw other governments take unprecedented steps to protect their financial systems, including nationalising banks and providing sweeping sovereign guarantees.
South Canterbury Finance was admitted to the scheme on 19th November 2008. The essential test for admission was whether it appeared necessary or expedient in the public interest.
South Canterbury Finance had been placed in receivership on August the 31st at the request of its directors.
While the Crown has had to make good its guarantee to depositors, it will recover some of the proceeds out of receivership.
Mr English said the expected cost to taxpayers was between $300 and $400 million.
This net cost is the premium, the insurance premium that our economy has paid to avoid potentially catastrophic losses to taxpayers over the last 18 months.
The Minister of Finance was followed by his Labour shadow, who said taxpayers deserved more information about how the bailout was handled by the government and its regulators. David Cunliffe said there were many questions to be answered.
Firstly, should South Canterbury Finance have been included in the extended scheme guarantee? Did South Canterbury Finance breach its deed of guarantee? On what date did Cordamentha start advising the government on South Canterbury Finance? Did Cordamentha reach the same conclusions as Ernst & Young, who said that there were fundamental uncertainties about South Canterbury Finance's financial position?
Mr Cunliffe noted that last September's extension of the Deposit Guarantee Scheme had been put through Parliament under urgency.
Labor voted for that. However, at the time, we made the point that the legislation should have gone to a select committee, even if it was only for a compressed period of time.
Labor's finance spokesman was backed on that point by the Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Urgency should only be used when it is absolutely essential and urgent. We put through the renewed retail deposit scheme under urgency, and we're now discovering that there are some very big issues around that legislation. It would have been much, much better had we gone through a proper select committee process, and I would encourage the Minister of Finance to look at that.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman speaking in response to a ministerial statement on South Canterbury Finance, which was followed by another congratulating the Black Ferns on their fourth World Cup win in a row. And that was followed by Question Time and a return to the aftermath of the Canterbury earthquake, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Among questions about the government's response to the Christchurch earthquake was this one for the Prime Minister from Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
Would the government consider holding GST at 12.5% to help around 100,000 households in Canterbury who will have to rebuild their homes in light of the fact that around $7,000 will be added to the average new house because of the GST increase on the 1st of October?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, and that's because the first $100,000 of payments made under an EQC claim will be funded at GST plus GST of 15%, and contents will be at $20,000 plus GST.
Prime Minister John Key in Question Time, which was followed by the Wednesday general debate, and this personal account of living with the aftermath of the earthquake from National MP for Selwyn, Amy Adams.
There are parts of my house that I'm not allowed in, and that's fine, at least it's still standing, and we can rebuild that and everyone's fine, but it is a fear that it's difficult to explain of what that feels like. And so I think that those moments on Saturday morning are being relived by us every time we go to bed. The physical violence of your house being thrown around, and it's hard to believe that your house can withstand the sort of forces that were being imposed on it. I had absolute certainty that my house would collapse around me. And at that moment, I can tell you there's only one thing on your mind, and it's not Parliament, I have to tell this House. And it's not the debates we have here and the contention. It is your family and where they are and can you get to them. And my daughter was only in the next room, and we were screaming for her. She couldn't hear us. We couldn't get to her. But then when we did get to her, what we found was that, in fact, if the fish tank that had flown across her room and smashed on her bed had missed her head by inches, And that's the sort of story we're hearing all the time. And it's incredibly hard, it's incredibly challenging, and it's going to take Canterbury a huge amount of time to recover from.
National MP for Selwyn, Amy Adams.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.